What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet TF lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, your song of the day from 1982, Southern Cross by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. 464-5685. One is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Bill and Curtis, please, you start this.
You'll be starting, Steve. I'll start with the narrative and you'll give the score. I'm very disappointed I'm not sitting there because I would have gave Steve the signal to pull up lyrics.
Curtis,
there were some real lyrics
I can do this.
Also,
I can still do
that. That were incredible. So, Steve, you lead off with the score. I'll follow up and we'll let the breakers then join in.
That song, I am not a fan of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Young sometimes. Mm-hmm. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, I generally abhor. Generally. That song is majestic.
Oh.
It is. I've been struck by that song. Well, struck by it from the first time I heard it. It is, to steal Bill's word, it is regal. It is majestic. It is incredibly well done. And it was a great pull by you.
Thank you.
It's meaningful to me because I do not like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And there's some songs they sing that I'm almost offended by. There's one in particular. I'm not going to get into why I'm offended, but I'm offended. This song is beautiful. It is a 9.65.
Whoa.
It's a great, that song is majestic.
9.65 on Southern Cross.
It's majestic.
I don't.
It's gorgeous.
I don't know how you get a better word than majestic. Yeah, it was. I'm with Steve. I've never had a Crosby, Stills, Nash, and when we never always confusing is Young there or not? Is he what's he doing?
He was not this one. He was gone at this point.
And this one, it's always like, is Young here? I mean, when they're recording, it's like, I don't know. He's supposed to be here, but he's not here. Let's go ahead and record it so no one knows what's going on there. There's never a time that I owned any of this in an 8-track or cassette or any. No, we never purchased it. It was kind of made famous just by the names that were involved and the songs. It didn't interest me at all, except for this song. It's remarkable. 9.46. Jake,
page.
Probably one of your best polls ever.
These are high scores. Is Rudy going to be anywhere near as high as you guys for that song?
Rudy's not going to be the same. He's going to be more of a 6.8.
Says either I'm too young or y'all are too old. 3.3 from he dropped a y'all on us.
Rudy.
Either I'm too young or y'all are too old. 3.3.
Rudy, you gave it a 3.3.
Did
that's as low as Rudy's gone in
that's
a
pretty,
long time.
That's pretty low.
You don't like that.
That
song.
Is, and I don't mind if he doesn't like the band, but that song was incredible.
And we had 9.4, 9.65, and a 3.3. Okay, let's see what the other scores are from the text line before we get to the mailbag. Isaac in Lincoln, 8. Big B says, love it, 9.5. Sean in DeWitt, 8.9. Lyle in Omaha, 7. Matt, 8. Pops in Minnesota, 9.5. Doug in Idaho, 8.6. Coach Libby, 5.77. Eric in Hickman, 6.5. Vernon Dakin, 8.1. Robert in Oklahoma, 9.28. John says, nope, 5. It's a pretty high score for a nope, actually, right? See, nope's like a 0.
Kind of.
Casey in Seward, 2.2. That'd be a nope score. Scott in Delaware, 9. Kirk in Georgia, 8.2. Kevin in Lincoln, 2.1. East Lincoln West, 6.5. Jennifer, 9. Hubby, 7.5 from the household. Pretty high scores.
High.
White Sharpie, 8.4. And from YouTube here, Scott, 7.5. Gary, 9.8. Nelson, Montana, 7-8. Plainsman and Grant, 3.2. Carson, not Carson, shot different Carson, says that's mid, 6-2.
That's pretty high for
again, mid. Again, mid is 5. 6-2 is higher.
Than... I got to agree with Jake again on this one. Mid's not 6-2.
The very definition of mid is 5. Five
right down the middle.
Very mid, 7-8.
Heyman goes 9-7-9.
No, no way.
Yeah, Rick Heyman went 9-7-9.
Bill 9-4.
He knows his music, guys.
He does. Yeah.
Bill 9-4, Sipple 9-7 something or whatever it was, and Heyman.
9-7.
Wow.
Bolt 9-6-5 better times. Genghis 9-9-9, way better times, he says.
Genghis, yes. The corn.
Song of the day was Southern Cross by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, not Young. 1982.
It's very confusing, isn't it, Bill? Sometimes he joins in, sometimes he doesn't.
You don't know. It was always Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Then all of a sudden, Young just got, he was tardy a lot, and his name got taken off of things. So I don't know when he's there and when he's not.
I'll give an example of Bill's genius or just an example of what he's talking about. I typed into Google Crosby, Stills, and Nash songs. What comes up is Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young songs. I don't. It's where just, did Young? Well, I didn't type in Young. Why is Young on here?
He didn't type. You said.
I mean, was he always out getting Nash. Snacks for the rest of the guys, or what was he doing?
Come on, Neil.
He got other things going on. He's got a cinnamon girl.
If your name's going on the album, you got to show up, Young.
Come on, Neil. Where you at, man?
All right, what do you got?
It's time for the bag. Ready? Yeah. We're doing different music because Bill's on the stream, so I'll play us off of here. Different music today. Chariots of Fire. Mailbag, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Avoid being hacked with a friend at Applied Connected Technologies in all 93 counties in the state. 99.8% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. Check them out online at appliedconnective.com. To the mailbag.
Okay.
Wyatt starts things off, says this. Wyatt says, could Bill's connections convince an interview or a preview of the bowl game with Kyle Whittingham would be a slam dunk segment for the stool and for us breakers to listen to. Bill, any poll there on your friend Kyle Whittingham for an interview?
I have not yet, but I'll be glad to do it if the breakers have some interest. I have, you know, a source from ESPN Radio there that will be great for us to talk to. But there's a chance. Yeah, I will shoot Kyle a text today. We like you said, we text every week and talk quite often also, so I'll be glad to shoot him a text. It'd be kind of fun to have him on, that's for sure.
What would he have given that? What score would he have given Southern Cross?
Well, that's a good thing to know because I send Kyle a song about once
right.
a week.
Right, that's why.
Different song. It would have been in the mid-nines, guarantee it.
You think he'd like that song?
He would have loved that song, yes.
Okay.
Change the music up, but couldn't do Chariots of Fire anymore.
Why not?
Okay, I don't know. It wasn't sued. It wasn't working there. Okay, next up, John in Lincoln says this. Good morning. I have a high school class reunion coming up next year. I haven't been to any of the previous ones. Have any of you been to one of your reunions? And do you think that I should go? It's for my 50th reunion at a Lincoln high school.
Take it away, Bill.
I've never missed. I went this year. I went the year before. I go when it's not even my year. I can't get enough of it. It's incredible. There's nothing better than class reunions. Our class showed up at a 94 percentile.
Wow.
And the reason we had 6 missing was RIPs.
Okay.
And so
I'm everyone, sorry.
If we just show up, we don't miss. It's an incredible time. I went back a couple years ago for whatever reunion. I went back for a year ago, whatever it was. I went back on Wednesday. The reunions was on Saturday. But we had an event Thursday. I went back. I was there for 4 days. Laura came and joined me a couple days later. And it was my Sydney came with us. No, you can't get enough of that. I will say this, for whatever reason, the small town ones are different than the larger schools.
Like Columbus.
They're a lot different. They're just a lot different. And so it's not quite as good. But by all means, go. I don't know, unless you can tell me at year 50, if you're...
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with 4 glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
So strapped with time or something, they just physically, it'd be impossible for me to get there. And I'd miss 8 deadlines of work. So most likely, in the 50 year, probably close to retirement. So let's get there.
I have not gone to one either. I don't have an excuse for that.
Either? What do you mean either?
What? 10 year, I didn't go to that. Or 5 year, that's too early.
What?
I didn't go to
I don't know you guys. Sometimes.
I didn't go. No, Bill, I will go to my 20 year when it happens. That's in 4 years from now. So I'll go to that.
Is there? Oh yeah, I've been dissuaded not to go to mine, but they don't want me there.
They told you not to. You've been
prefer
banned.
Prefer that I don't go. So I don't.
Oh, they're, right. Oh, they're so much fun. We at our event like that. Chris Buchholz. We have a gathering at Chris Buchholz's house on Thursday night, and he has the old school pizza cooker. And last time we were there with the whole class and a bunch of other people came down. We were there all night, and we went through 46 tombstone pizzas.
46?
Good God.
46. That's some good eating right there.
We just cooked one after another, and then there was, hundreds of people there. So it doesn't take long to whip through a tombstone. Nope. And we just kept cooking them and cutting them up, and it was incredible. We had to make a run to the grocery store because a guy had a key to get more tombstones.
That sounds good with beer.
CL says he went to his 10-year. He'll never go to another one. It's been a bad experience.
Oh.
Next up, Anthony in Sabetha, Kansas says, morning, guys. I just got done donating blood at a mobile blood drive here in Sabetha. Do you have any interesting or funny blood donation stories? Love the show. Anthony in Sabetha.
Oh, wow.
I wish I could give blood. I basically passed out when I tried.
I don't have any funny stories. I used to do it all the time in college for funds. You got a certain amount of money back then, and you're always strapped. And it was right downtown.
Okay.
Right down on O Street, the one I went to. I used to do it fairly regularly, but no stories. Just
never passed out or anything?
No. I'm
good for you.
Myself and David Lowski from San Diego, my freshman roommate, teammate, and good one of my greatest friends, David Lowski was. We gave blood on the Friday, I think it was, before the Oklahoma game. I don't know what year in the 80s when they wore all red, and to try to muster up enough money to buy tickets to go to the Nebraska Oklahoma game when they wore all red. So that's my only unique story, I guess, from doing that.
David Lowski. I had a friend named David Lowski. I'll tell you a story about him someday. Go ahead. Keep going.
Next up, from
David's family is from Schuyler.
This is crazy. Now, the David Lowski I played baseball with is from Columbus. Same names. God, he's funny. Go ahead.
This is from Eric. Says, I know you guys aren't big into concerts now, but if there was a concert that you would... What concert would you go to right now of a living artist?
Bill.
We're not going to Better Times. Someone that's actually alive.
Bill.
I would go to Luke Combs.
Luke Combs. Okay. Country singer.
That's a modern. I'd go see Luke Combs.
That'd be a fun concert.
I can't name a song.
Ice Cold Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Okay.
You would know some Luke. You've definitely heard some just by being a human being and being
alive.
You'd
like him.
Yeah, he's fun. Okay. It'd be a fun concert.
Okay, Jake.
But you go first.
No, you go first. Please.
I still go to concerts. I went to a concert last month.
Ah, God, this is so hard. I don't
know. I mean, I go see Kenny Chesney again. He was good. Saw him like a couple years ago.
Okay.
Here.
Our families went with Ellie and her family to Casey and the Sunshine Band at the Bowl. That was ridiculous how good that was, but I'll stick with my Luke Combs.
Okay, there's one, there's two. I'd go see Steve Earle for sure.
He's been in Lincoln recently. You didn't go.
I didn't go, but I'd go now. I'd go to Steve Earle, or I would make one last attempt to see Caesar.
If they've been here three times in the last seven years, have not gone. They had their own show at the Bourbon. You said, you drove by, you had time. Said,
I'm trying to branch out a little bit. A little bit.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Bill, I am. I'm trying. No, you're not.
No, I know. He's up all night. He's got a grease board in his kitchen. He's drawing up the 3-3-5 and the 4-2-5 and just diagramming the differences of what's going on.
The Sam and the Jack.
How they're gonna stop counter.
Last one from Matthew and Hickman says, we know that Sip and Bill have both been to a lot of bowl games. Bill's a coach, Sip is a journalist. You have great moments. Is there one all-time moment,
Bill?
Favorite moment from any bowl game?
Bill, please.
You have.
I don't know if there's one great time moment, but, you know, like I said, I've been fortunate enough to kind of like Orange Bowl or three, Sugar Bowl, been to Fiesta, been to all of them. So that was kind of cool, and a bunch of different ones. The game that I enjoyed the most, though, was the Alamo Bowl. I've always said that. Both teams turned their keys.
So
Michigan and Nebraska both were like, let's play in this thing, and it was sold out, and it was the crazy ending of the 20 lateral. Yep. We thought the game was over, so there was so much stuff going on with that, and that's, remember the bus ride home. I'm sitting there, and I might have been by Joey. We're on the same bus going home, and I remember just telling him, I go, you know, if they win that game, that clip would be shown over 20 million times. Instead, it's never shown.
Nope,
I said,
not.
Just thank goodness.
Why is that? Thing
yeah. Ended the right score, play.
But when both teams locked up on Riverwalk, so if you're in another bowl site, like Jake, if you're in the Orange Bowl, they don't care at all. You're in Miami.
Yeah.
They are not concerned on South Beach about what's going on in the bowl game.
Nope, they're not.
But when you get that site that everyone goes to the exact same place, that's where – even like Nashville would have been a much better venue for energy, because both teams would have been on Broadway and you've been wearing your gear. Vegas, really big. You'll see randoms walking around, but that's a New Year's Eve with millions of people that aren't there for the game.
I don't, there's so many things that I've encountered on bowl trips that it would we could do a whole show, but the most.
What about Shreveport?
No, the one I would pick is when the Rose Bowl in 2001 when they played Miami. The reason I pick like that one or the Orange Bowls is because of the length of the stay. It's like 15 days in a hotel in Century City. You got to understand, think about it. It's over the holidays, Christmas. There's this big high-rise hotel in Century City. And there's hardly anybody in it. But next to my room, there's nobody on the floor. For some reason, they put me right next to a young woman who had a white little dog, and I was by her for like 7 days. She was there. She was a young woman in a room alone with her dog for 7 days. I was right next to her. It was odd. I'd see her on the patio. I'd be out on the patio and say hi, and it took me a couple days to realize, well, I think we're the only ones on this floor.
That's it.
And they're right. Why did they put us right next to each other? Also, I saw Dionne Warwick in that hotel. Whoa. And Marv Levy. Marv Levy,
no big deal.
Yeah, it was don't know. You saw a lot in L.A. There's a lot to see. It was interesting. Dionne Warwick is in that hotel, which freaked me out, too.
In the one in the Orange Bowl that we lost to the missed field goal, the Byron Bennett missed field goal, I was housed right next to Coach Osborne's suite. And so we had a balcony, and I'd walk out on my balcony sometimes, and I'd always go for a run on the beach. Right, it would be dark. Someone's going down. We just got back from practice. But I'd walk out on the balcony, and Coach Osborne's daughter would always be out there just reading or whatever. So I'd stand and talk to her for like about 30 minutes every day, just talking to Coach Osborne's daughter on the across the balcony. She was right next to me in the balcony, and then that was it. I'd go back inside. But we go down the elevator almost every morning. Me and Tom were in the same exact location. So we'd walk down the elevator together to get in the elevator and go down to where we have a huge boardroom where we did all of our practice preparation.
There's just a lot. There's a lot.
And
for both of us, there's a lot.
And that is the mailbag sponsored by our friends at Applied. When we come back, hour two is next, an early break in the ticket.